You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell.
And I'm Scott Van Golden. We are here to let you know what's up in the Central Illinois area for this coming weekend and the week beyond in terms of arts and culture and other fun things you might want to get out and do.
And for the song of the week coming up at the end of the show, you'll have to stay tuned. We're going to feature a song from arguably one of the most well-known bands to have ever come from Champaign-Urbana, especially in the kind of alternative punk scene. So more on that. Stay tuned. And we'll also have an interview with a married couple who's playing a couple-to-be, so to speak, in a relatively new play that's premiering in Central Illinois. The director and one of the actors, the director is an actor, his wife is an actor. We'll explain all of that with an interview with them coming up. But first, we're going to do what we usually do, which is run through a little roster here of the few events that kind of stuck out to us in the Central Illinois area. And actually, Scott, do you want to go ahead and start off with what you've got?
Okay, sure. A couple weeks ago, I think we did a song of the week from a band from another band from Champaign called Cowabunga Kid. We really like them. We're excited to present them to you. But they actually are playing in Springfield at the Black Sheep Cafe.
And that show is Friday night at 7 p.m., starting at 7 p.m.
And then, the Art Theater Co-op.
Yeah, I can totally talk about that. The Art Theater Co-op has been doing some great older movies for their late night movies, which start at 10, over in Champaign. This week, they're actually playing one of my very favorite movies ever. Probably if I was forced to have a Desert Island movie, it might even be this one. It's a movie called The Killing. It was an early Stanley Kubrick film. I think it was his second movie. And it's kind of a film noir, very unconventional narrative, very complicated, but easy to follow because of the way that he does it. Great cast, including Sterling Hayden, who played the general in Dr. Strangelove, and Timothy Carey, one of my favorite all-time actors. I could go on for an hour talking about The Killing and how it has affected my life and what a great film it is. But just go see it if you're in the area. It's playing Friday and Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the Art Theater.
The Art Co-op Theater in Champaign. And now for something completely different, Scott, something's happening at the Peoria Civic Center.
Chris Cornell, best known to many 90s music fans as the singer for Soundgarden. He's going to be performing some of his more recent material. So if you're a fan of Chris or Soundgarden or that whole era of music, and you're in the Peoria area, definitely head out and check that out. Here's one of his more recent songs so you can see what he sounds like these days.
And blind until the sky bleeds the pouring rain. When you came along, the time was right.
On Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7, there will be the Paint the Street event. That's a fun one that happens every year. And the weather, according to Facebook, is a nice 63 to 84 degrees and mostly sunny. So a good day to do it. I think they got rained out last year.
Yeah.
But that's put on by the Springfield Art Association, and groups or individuals, however you want to do it. You pay $30 for a square. It's part of their fundraiser, and you can have up to 6 people work on a square, and you basically get to hang out on the street. They close it off, of course, so the danger is not imminent. And
the idea of painting the street with cars coming sounds like an exciting time, but
it's
not a really safe time.
Some sort of weird horror concept going on there. But there will be food stands, live entertainment, a children's tent for arts and crafts. So if you've never gone, here's your chance. That is July 9th, again, Saturday, starting at noon. And if you want more information, go to springfieldart.org. And then Tuesday, also in Springfield, the 12th, will be a little event called Bites on the Boulevard. This has been put on before by the MacArthur Boulevard Business Association. And so there will be quite a few food trucks going on. Chiquitos, which has Mexican-style food. and Eurostop and Sidewinders and also Itty Bitty Fashion Truck, which I've seen driving around and I've been very curious. So you can find out more about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is Tuesday night from 5 to 9 p.m. And there will be limited parking in the Standard Mutual lot on South Grand in MacArthur. And as far as where it is, look around the intersection of MacArthur and South Grand. It should be right around there. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Scott, and there's one more thing in Springfield we wanted to mention.
Yes, there is. Demo Project is having its latest opening July 8th, which is Friday. Unfavored Air, it's Ron Lambert and Object Flexibility, which is Benjamin Cook and Corey Imig. It's a two July exhibits are opening at the same time. So it will be open from 6 to 8:30 for the exhibition opening. Central Illinois-based artists, all three of them. So check it out. Demo Project, one of the ongoing, exciting, and always innovative art shows that happen here in town once a month.
Yep, and you might have heard on Illinois Edition a story I did from the last opening. So if that piqued your interest at all, here's your chance to check it out for yourself. It's free to go, and like Scott said, just take in the art, have a few conversations, maybe take a beer from the trough that they usually have, and there you go. Fun little evening. Now, on the scene, we are joined by two actors, one of which also is the director for a new production that's opening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield that opens on Friday night, runs through Sunday, and then is next weekend as well.
Hi, I'm Asni Vigasa. Sometimes in real life, I'm known as Asni Daniels, and that is because I'm married to the director of the play Outside Mullinger, who is also my co-star, and he's sitting right here next to me.
Yes, I'm James Daniels, and I'm fortunate enough to be married to Asni Daniels, sometimes alias Vigasa.
And so the play involves a couple, and I take it you two will fill that role. Tell us more about it.
It's a great play. It's called Outside Mullinger, and it came out about 2 years ago, and it's played in New York City on the Off-Broadway stage, been nominated for a Tony Award. And it's very amusing. It's a great drama. It's got lots of great dialogue. It takes place in contemporary Ireland. And it's got lots of native humor. But yet it deals with an important issue. It's not just about, you know, middle-aged people finding love, but it's also about people who are challenged by mental illness and their own limitations, people who are, you know, deeply shy and introverted, trying to make a life for themselves. And about parents, too, because there's another couple that plays our parents, and it's about parents trying to find what's best for their children when they only have a limited amount of time to do so. It's really got something for everyone. It's a really heartwarming story. It's great to watch. It moves quickly. It's only about 90 minutes, and it's got a great theme and a really warm, funny, witty, and charming dialogue.
The play is about two people who have been smitten with each other for 30 years, and they live on adjoining farms in Ireland, but they have never done anything about the mutual love they feel for each other. The death of the father of my character, and it sort of spurs her into action, and she decides that she is not going to be lonely all of her life, and she's going to get this guy.
And so I'm sure this is the first time it will have been performed in Central Illinois.
Absolutely.
And so, James, how did you find out about it, and why did you decide to direct it?
It was recommended to me by our friend Phil Funkenbush. I thought, oh, my God, this is a great play. And I showed Asni. And it's a newer play. And a lot of times we like to do classics. You know, 2 years ago we did Hamlet, and then this past winter we did Hay Fever by Noel Coward. But when I read this, I thought, you know what, this play has a lot of charm. It's got a lot of appeal. It's very warm. It's a compassionate play. It's something that could appeal to people, you know, whether young or old, and it deals with universal themes.
It's about people who want something very deeply, but they don't quite know how to go about getting it. And so the dialogue is very sharp, and the play is warm, and the message is really heartwarming.
Is there any chance that you might do, like, even just a snippet of dialogue
sure.
To give people a sense of some of this, because it sounds so intriguing?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a small piece from a scene in the play where my character is called Anthony, and he's come over and he's talking to this neighbor of his who's about his age and whom he's always, you know, secretly been in love with. And and he's going to talk to her. But the problem is he's come over and he's trying to convince her that he has a cousin who's coming over from America and she should consider meeting the cousin. I mean, my character is deeply insecure and he thinks she may be more happy with someone other than him. So this is partway through a scene. It's a piece of dialogue from Outside Mullinger by John Patrick Shanley. Rosemary, I have news.
I knew it.
You did not.
I did. I knew there must be something to get you within sight of the house.
Well, it's true. My cousin is coming over from America.
Who?
Frank's son, Adam Riley.
Adam? Imagine naming your child after the first man on earth.
Well, I suppose they did. And he's going to want to meet people.
They must have had the Bible open to the first page.
Well, I suppose they did.
What do you mean, meet people?
Well, he's going to want to be brought round. I thought meeting you would be good.
Me?
Why not?
Why?
Well, if you must know the utter truth, I believe Adam is coming from America in search of a wife.
A wife?
He has this idea that an Irish woman would be made of better stuff than these girls he meets in America.
Well, there's some truth in that. So you want me to help him find somebody?
Well, you could do that, I suppose.
Well, what about Mary O'Connor?
Oh, Mary O'Connor. Does she still have that whistling tooth?
She does.
And the ankles like shackles spilling out of her shoes.
Hard worker, though. She can rip an aluminum can with her hands.
Oh, God bless her. I was thinking more someone like you.
Me? What? Who's like me?
Well, you are. I was thinking you'd let him come by and take a look at you.
Take a look at me in what way?
Your beauty.
My beauty?
Yes.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, don't pretend you don't know you're beautiful. Half of Mullinger's been at your door.
Tony Riley, you've lived a rock's throw since the day of my birth, and this is the first that I've heard about beauty.
Well, you denounced me for bringing it up.
And you want to what, put me in the shop window like one of those Euro floozies in Amsterdam?
Well, what the hell are you talking about, Amsterdam?
Amsterdam, you know what I'm talking about. Naked women on parade in the windows of Amsterdam.
He's my cousin. He's a solid man. He'd never even been to Amsterdam, I don't think.
And yet you'd bring him round to look me over like I was a red heifer.
I see what you mean about the smokes and giving him up, Rosemary. You're not yourself.
How would you know?
This is The Scene, and you just heard an excerpt from Outside Mullinger. It's a play that opens at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield Friday night at 7:30 p.m., runs through Sunday. Sunday's a matinee at 4 p.m., Saturday another 7:30 p.m. showing. Same deal next weekend, and that's at, again, the Hoagland Center for the Arts. Yay! Now it's time for Culture Corner. This is where Scott and I talk about things that are grabbing our interest, not necessarily in the Illinois area, but just a way to tell you, dear listeners, what kind of things we suggest. And so, Scott, what do you have this week?
Recently, I've been reading a book that I found on the shelf here at Barnes & Noble that kind of surprised me. It's a book called Complicated Game, and it's actually interviews with the songwriter Andy Partridge, who is basically the leader of the band XTC, which was active sort of in the new wave days of the late 70s up through, several years ago. And he's one of my very favorite artists, so I was very interested to hear what he had to say. Their music is really not like anybody else's music. It sticks out. It has kind of a post-Beatles vibe, but can go in all kinds of different directions and changes mood from song to song, not just from album to album. Here's a little bit of a song of theirs from 1982 called Jason and the Argonauts by XTC, just to give you a flavor of what I'm talking about. So that was a little bit of Jason and the Argonauts by XTC, which I was drawn back to from reading the book Complicated Game, which is interviews with Andy Partridge, leader of that band. What do you have going on, Rachel?
Well, I mentioned them before on The Scene, but just briefly when we were talking about Tiny Desk concerts, this was definitely my favorite one so far this year. So the group is called Power Bottom. slightly suggestive. I don't need to go into detail, but kind of gets at what the it's a duo. It's two young men who met at Bard College in New York, and they released an album called Ugly Cherries, their debut album last year. And they're going to be playing in St. Louis on Friday, so I will be seeing that at the demo. And the headliner is Pity Sex, which is a band that I've not heard yet. But
Pity Sex and Power Bottom is a pretty good double bill.
Right? How can you not go to that? But this band I like a lot. The whole album, none of the songs are longer than The last song is 4 minutes apparently and 51 seconds, but the rest of them are very short. And we had talked about Pansy Division from Champagne before in Queercore. This is kind of a more up-to-date iteration of that. Very straightforward lyrics, straightforward music. Fun stuff. So here is a song from Power Bottom, just for fun. And I'm going to play, I think, I Want a Boy will give people a good idea of what they're about. And if you're interested, check them out. And if you're super interested, you can come with me to the show in St. Louis on Friday. We'll caravan anyway.
Right. Well, tell them Rachel sent you.
Yeah, there you go.
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs.
One, two, three. All right, and now it's here. It's time for Song of the Week. And so this week, I thought I would try and do some research more into music in Champagne. And Braid, you know, came up, that band. They've been around since what? Do you know?
Probably mid-90s.
Yeah, since 1993. I guess they were active from 93 to 99, got back together in 2004. And then got back together in 2011, and they're currently active still. But they're known as being kind of emo punk type band. Here is one of their most recent releases. This is a song that came out in April of 2015. They're still active, though, still playing shows, from what I can tell. This song is called Because I Am, and it's from Braid, and they're from Champaign, Illinois.